Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. 13-12, it's Smyrna with the lead. Brian, we start the second quarter.
And Smyrna has the basketball. B.J. Bass, right side, shot three. B.J. Whitaker, second First Bank three of the night. Largest lead of the game for the Bulldogs, 16-14. Make that 16-12. Driving left side. Cut off there is Sales. Coming back out, Thompson. Great pass underneath. Smotherman is going to be mauled from behind by Logan Brooks, who checked in on me for the Smyrna Bulldogs. And Brooks picks up the foul.
Logan
Brooks. Well, if you hadn't fouled him, he'd have had an easy basket, so probably a smart foul by Brooks.
Let's see. Siegel went on a 7-0 run to now lead the Oakland Patriots 10-4 in the first quarter of play.
And, by the way, Blackman shot 31% in that first quarter, Smyrna 56%.
First one good for Smotherman. He's got another one, and this is no good. I made a little rhyme there. 16-13, three-point game. Bulldogs lead with the ball. Whitaker, shot blocked. Ball up in the air. T-Ray Malone comes away with it. And now Bass drives. Kicks it back out to Brooks. Brooks left wing. Now finds Bass again between the circles. Pass batted in the air. Pulled down by Darius Thompson. Going the other way after the seventh Bulldog turnover. Thompson stutter steps. Between the leg dribble. Kicks it back now left wing to McMiller. McMiller as Blackman moves left to right. Works off a pick. Pull up jumper. 14. No good from the right side. Ball batted around and they're going to call a double. Well, they say Bass walked with it, not a double dribble. Good defense there by Blackman caused that. Eight, just being in the way sometimes makes a difference, John.
Yeah, that's, it really does, and it prevents any kind of fast break, and that time it really bothered Bass.
Inbounds, driving to the basket. Sales cut off there by Brooks. Got to get rid of it, in some trouble, and finds McMiller cutting through. Ball loose, rolling around. Malone had it briefly, now blocked. The shot that's put up by McMiller. Ball coming the other way, rolling around. Blackman has now stolen it away, and they called over and back because Smyrna never had possession.
For Blackman, McMiller.
Seven turnovers for Blackman, and I'm telling you, the Smyrna defense is giving Blackman everything they want right now, especially if they put the ball on the floor.
So the inbounds is made. McMiller finds Brooks. Brooks left wing back to T-Ray Malone. Pops out to help. Now goes to set up in the paint. Whitaker to Bass. Bass open for three. It's off the lip of the rim. Rebound yanked out of there by Smotherman. Smotherman gives it up to Thompson. Thompson down the far sideline. Double teamed, waiting on some help, and finds McMiller. Alec gets it back after passing off to Thompson. Now Thompson gets it in the deep corner, left wing. Now flips one up there behind the back, no good. Rebound, Smyrna. T-Ray Malone for the slam and missed it. That's two dunks in this game we've seen missed, one for both teams. Got to go for the layup. 16-13. Bulldogs lead with 5:15 left before half. Thompson, left side. Thompson pushes his way in, now kicks it out. Three from the far side, near side rather, by Jake Freeze. No good. Brooks runs down the loose ball, rebound. Long pass up the floor in traffic, tipped away by Smotherman. Can't do that against this team. And now T-Ray Malone going to get charged with the foul.
On
a team with 6'6 height, John, you just can't afford to make a pass like that.
No, and they've it's been some sloppy play here, particularly here in this second quarter, and it has not looked good for either team, really.
Thompson has it far sideline. Gets it back over to Freeze. Freeze, top of the key. To McMiller. Josh Mayer has checked into the game. as well for the Blaze. McMiller, the long three, way off the mark. Deep rebound. Ameri gives it up to Jones, running the lane, and scores the layup. And a timeout, Blackman Blaze, as they trail 18-13 to the Smyrna Bulldogs. And it will be a 30-second timeout for us, John Dinkins.
Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction Company team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. They know Rutherford County like the back of their hand and are your neighbors down the street. Trust the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
John, we know that Middle Tennessee Christian School is up one at halftime in boys. We know the girls won tonight by one. So tough battles in 9A tonight. And the latest score, Tom Crager tweeting 12-4, Siegel leading the Oakland Patriots.
And that's at Oakland, isn't it, tonight?
That is at Oakland.
Be a big win for the Stars.
Fouls on Taylor Vanderbilt, his first.
Foul called on Vanderbilt, who I didn't get time to even tell you he was in the game, and it was an intentional foul called.
Shooting two shots.
At the foul line, K.J. Dowdy, who just checked in after the timeout. He missed the first. The second one is good.
It's kind of hard to come off the bench and immediately you go to the free throw line.
It's kind of hard to come off the bench and immediately have an intentional foul, too.
Blackman with possession.
So Blackman has the ball, trailing by four, 4:18 left in the second after that 30-second timeout. Thompson, far sideline, gives it back up out front to Dowdy. Bounce pass, he gets it back in the far corner, goes baseline, dumps it out. Smotherman off the glass. It's good. And there is a foul.
Well, credit that basket to Darian Thompson. Darius Thompson, who made a great feed. Baseline.
They're going to say out of bounds before the shot, I think.
Foul is on number 10, Logan Brooks.
Well, I'll have to make a
second foul.
Foul is on Brooks.
P.J. Whitaker in for Smyrna.
They haven't put the points on the board yet. And they are going to say out of bounds. I don't know how in the world. That ball was
unless,
off the glass.
Unless Thompson was the one fouled. I really don't know.
Pass thrown in to Sales. Ball batted around. Crashing into the scorer's table is P.J. Whitaker.
Nice,
hustling after the ball.
Nice pick by the official. P.J. couldn't get now foul on Jones.
Wayne Jones is going to foul Darius Thompson
on
the inbounds. That should be enough for the bonus.
Seven. In the bonus, Thompson will shoot 1-1.
So Thompson to the charity stripe. Darius Thompson, 5 points. He and Smotherman lead the scoring for the Blackman Blaze. First one is no good, doesn't get the second. A Mary outlet pass after the rebound to Whitaker. His team up by four. Mary now tosses back to Whitaker. Between the rings, now comes near side, moving right to left for the purple and gold. Underneath, T-Ray Malone uses the glass to power his way for a two-point basket. Malone's first basket and a six-point lead. That's as large as it's been for the Smyrna Bulldogs. 3.5 to play in the first half. Losing control of the ball there briefly is Dowdy, now right side. Thompson for three. First bank three for Darius Thompson, his second tonight.
Thompson.
Wayne Jones brings it down. His team trails by three. Cut that six-point lead in half quickly. Malone to Whitaker. Whitaker fakes the shot, doesn't take it. Now fakes right, goes left, glides in. They say he walked. And unfortunately, the basket went if you're
Alex
a Smyrna
Smotherman.
Fan. Turnover number 10.
And Terrence Smotherman for Blackman.
Smotherman and
Strickland in for the Bulldogs.
McMiller back into the game for the Blackman Blaze. Blackman could tie with a three. Darius Thompson, who just hit the three, baseline. They work it underneath. Smotherman goes up. Amari blocked it. Rebound, loose ball, and now Smotherman is going to foul Vanderbilt.
Foul is on Terrence Smotherman. Second foul.
That's number two on Smotherman.
Well, Amari's done a great job underneath just as a shot blocker and just giving them a physical high, tall presence in there, Brian. I think he's done a really good job.
20-17. Smyrna with the ball in the lead with 2:29 to play in the first half. Bounce pass out front. Strickland. Foul line jumper. No good off the right side of the rim. Rebound Blackman. Blackman doing a pretty good job on the boards, although it's fairly even, it looks like. Peeking at John's stat sheet, which he'll have at halftime. McMiller gives it up right wing to Thompson. Thompson works off a pick, now pulls up three. He's open, and it's good. Boy,
you cannot give him any kind of time to set.
No.
He got a good pick that time, and he was able to shoot the three.
Tied at 20 apiece. It's 26-12. Laverne leading Riverdale at halftime in boys. 26-12, Laverne over Riverdale on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Right side for three is P.J. Whitaker. No good. Rebound offside, goes deep and out of bounds. Last touched by Strickland of Smyrna. 20-20, your score here.
Damien
with a minute 32 to play.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Cougars lead Eagleville 22-21 at halftime on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Siegel over Oakland 25-11 at the end of the first quarter. Here again, it's 20-20. Blackman with the ball, a minute 20 to play. Underneath, wide open, great pass to Cousin, and he's fouled. And give that assist to Darius Thompson, the no-look pass
Bounds
to the paint.
Amari, his first foul.
Amari got there too late, committed the personal.
Cousin.
Blackman now starting to warm
shot.
Up from the field a little bit.
Last
They've hit their last
the
three out of four shots.
Cousin at the charity stripe, shot it, got it. The old-fashioned three. Quindell Cousin. Smyrna got up by as many as six, and now it's Blackman by three with a minute 10 to play in the half. Bounce pass goes to Wayne Jones right wing to Amari out front. Cutting through Whitaker from the left elbow, dishes back out to Bass. Bass between the circles, now works off a pick. No pick there. Strickland fakes, goes up right wing, passes back out front to B.J. Bass. Bass with 49 seconds, hand on the hip, now goes to work. Left wing, Whitaker looks in, dribbles around, now pulls up for three. It's off the right side of the rim. Amari with the rebound, put back off the glass. He's fouled, it won't go. Going to the foul line, however, is Gonda Amari. The foul is on Smotherman, and that is his third. Barry Wertman going to have to make a quick change here. Amari misses the free throw.
Josh Mayer.
Smotherman going out.
For Smotherman.
Josh Mayer is in. Gonda Amari trying to pull the Bulldogs within one or within two and missed both of them. Missed both free throws and 30 seconds. Blackman the ball and the lead. Lob goes down low. Cousin. And Cousin's going to be or miss the shot, then he's going to be fouled. Or he is going to foul.
Foul is on number one.
I should say.
Cousin.
Amari did another good job of blocking out and getting the rebound.
Yeah, tremendous job there, and gives Smyrna a chance to cut that lead again or even tie.
A three would tie it. Walking it down the floor is Wayne Jones with 13 seconds. Probably going to go one-on-one. Now dishes back out to Bass. Bass in the corner. Three by Strickland on the way. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Blackman. Thompson with two, with one. From midcourt, it is off the backboard. And we are at the half. 23-20. Blackman leads the Smyrna Bulldogs by three here at halftime.
on State Farm Prep Basketball. A Toots timeout for us. We'll be right back with all your stats from Bob Parks Realtors at Ed P. AG Sporting Goods and Winners Trophies after this.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands, just about anything you want we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer?
Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Prentice Office of Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. And now for the halftime, here's birthday boy Brian Barrett.
Oh, that birthday's long
gone. Yeah, you're already
now.
Going, working on 38 now.
I know it. That's so scary.
Try 56, working on 56.
Are you really?
Well, I'm. Next birthday, I'll be 56.
How in the world did you teach my older brother? He must have been 12.
I was 21. He was 13. I'm 8 years older than your brother, Mickey. You're talking about Mickey.
Yeah. That's weird.
How old is
isn't
Mickey?
It? He is 47.
47, yeah. Alan Swader, 47. Yeah. All those guys.
Was it weird to teach, you're 21 and they're 13? Was that kind of different?
What's weirder is when I student taught in high school and I was 21 and they were 18. They knew more about the subject than I did.
Oh, wow. We are at halftime here. 23-20, Blackman leading Smyrna. Other halftime scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, 22-21, MTCS over Eagleville. Laverne leading Riverdale, 26-12. All of those are halftime scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And let's see if I see anything else from Oakland. 27-11, Siegel up, 27-11. So there you go. That is with 5:26 left in the second quarter of play. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Time to give you some stats courtesy of
Kelly Hockenberry and the Hockenberry family at Winners Trophies, AG Sporting Goods, John and everyone out there on Mercury Boulevard, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P. John Dinkins has the team stats for you. John?
Well, even in almost every category except Smyrna shooting, they shot better than Blackman. Blackman had a 10-9 advantage in rebounding. Blackman shot a, I guess what you would say, not a very good 29%, 7 of 24. They had two first bank threes. Smyrna, 8 of 17, 47%. They had two first bank threes. 5 of 8 from the free throw line for Blackman. They got to the line a little bit more, 63%. Smyrna, 2 of 4 for 50%. Blackman, 8 turnovers. Smyrna, 10. It was 13 to 12 Smyrna at the end of the first, and 23-20 here at half. Blackman took the lead. And that second quarter shooting, Blackman shot 33%. Smyrna shot 29% from the field, Brian.
All right, here's the scoring. 11 points for Darius Thompson. That includes three, not one, not two, but three first bank threes for Darius tonight. Terrence Smotherman with 5 points, three fouls for him, however. So we'll see how Barry Wortman plays that. 3 points for Alec McMiller and Quindell Cousin. K.J. Dowdy off the bench for one for the Blackman Blaze. For the Smyrna Bulldogs, eight apiece for Whitaker and Jones. 2 points for T-Ray Malone and Gonda Ameri. Nobody with more than two fouls for the Bulldogs. It's 23-20 in favor of the Blackman Blaze here at Smyrna High School tonight. Friday night, Riverdale at Siegel. Next Tuesday, Siegel at Blackman. And next Friday, Blackman at Riverdale. It's all here on WGNS, AMFM, online at WGNSradio.com. We'll take our final break of halftime and come back with the second half action for you. Smyrna and Blackman boys basketball on State Farm Rep Basketball.
Tired of paying too much for TV, telephone, and internet in your business? Take it to the source. This is Andy with Intersource, and we are experts in TV, telephone, and internet for business. We represent almost every option there is, so we can bundle a package together that is perfect for your business. For the best in business TV, telephone, and internet, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro
on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hi friends, Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. Sports is a big deal here in Rutherford County, and because of that, we at Jennings and Ayers know something about being team players. By choosing Jennings and Ayers as your funeral provider at a time of need, or to pre-need your services, we become a part of your team. The entire family of Jennings and Ayers feel honored to serve your needs. Rooting the home team to victory is important, but helping your family is even more so. Jennings and Ayers, 893-2422.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. Also, First Bank, where you matter most, J. Mullins Jewelry, Carvers by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. We're ready for the second half of action. And here is the 38, working on 38 years, 20 of them in broadcasting. No, 24 in broadcasting. You started when you were 14, didn't you?
No.
Oh, okay. 16, 22
started when
years.
I was 17.
21 years.
21 years.
Well, actually 26.
This is 26?
Night 20. You're 36, aren't you? No, 37.
37, yep.
Boy, you're old.
Thanks. Whitaker, Jones, Hathaway, Malone, and Strickland, the starting lineup for the Smyrna Bulldogs. And it's Sales and Cousin. Josh Mayer gets the start in the second half for Thompson. Driving the lane. No shot. There's going to be a foul. Let's see. Cousin, Sales, Thompson, McMiller, and in for Smotherman is Josh Mayer. There you go. Starting lineups from Winners Trophies, Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette P., and AG Sporting Goods. Blaze inbound, moving right to left as we see it in this half. Sales in the far corner. Bounce pass to McMiller in the far corner now. And nothing doing. He brings it back out and resets. We played 40 seconds. 36-14, the new score. Laverne leading the Riverdale Warriors at Riverdale. Three by Thompson. Doesn't draw iron and goes out of bounds. So Smyrna with the ball and a chance for the three to tie it up here. P.J. Whitaker way out front. Wayne Jones, right wing. Dribbles in, looks around, bounce pass, gets it back. T. Ray Malone, foul line jumper, too hard. Crawls over the rim. Long pass up. Thompson has it stolen away by Strickland. Great interception there. Ball rolling around. He picks it back up and flips it over to P.J. Whitaker gets the call from Lonnie Drayton. Working on coach's end here. Feed down low, turning, spinning in the lane. Hook shot up and goodbye, Brandon Hathaway. His first basket tonight. Bulldogs within one. McMiller works off a pick, comes near side from the wing, bounces it low to Cousin. Turns, spins, the four-footer, good. Barely ripples the net.
I think that's what Barry Wortman wants Blackman to do, pound it inside and just keep doing it.
Flip outside to Whitaker, and he resets to Strickland right wing. He's going to work on the far side now, and there's a foul.
Foul is on Sales.
His second foul for Damian Sales. Both teams have one team foul here in the second half of play. 25-22. Blackman with the lead. T. Ray Malone fakes, goes in there, glides in off the glass, missed it. Boy, he won't have a better look than that. Long pass up. Great pass up the floor from Sales to Cousin, and Cousin gets the two-point basket. Make that Thompson to Cousin. Lead is five for Blackman. Ball tipped out of bounds. Darius ties his shoe up tight. We're ready to go. Whitaker, left wing. Strickland works off a pick, dishes out. Whitaker not open for the shot. Back to Wayne Jones. Jones. Bank three. Damian Sales. Far side. Drives in. Glides in. The four-footer barely ripples the net. Damian Sales going to work.
Again, going inside, and they started to convert those baskets.
29-25. Blaze. 4:28 to go.
Working out front, Hathaway. Hathaway in trouble, now finds Wayne Jones. Wayne, pull up from about 8 feet, no good. Rebound, taken offside by Damian Sales. A cold streak in this game may lose it for you. The way these teams are playing right now. Turning, spinning, Thompson glides in, rolls around the rim, and won't fall, but he's fouled.
I always felt like the third quarter was the most important quarter when you're coming out at halftime and a team really starts to establish itself. Not that anybody really has yet, but Blackman with a four-point lead, a chance to increase it here.
Largest lead for either team has been six. Darius Thompson misses the first free throw here. Second one is good. Thompson with 12 points. Easily the game's leading scorer. Whitaker to Jones. Bounce pass to T-Ray Malone. Works in, off the glass, bounces twice and falls T-Ray through.
Malone.
T-Ray's had that shot about three times tonight. Finally got one. Inbound, stolen away. Wayne Jones missed the shot. And among three defenders, didn't have a prayer to get the rebound. McMiller, foul line, swish.
Alec
McMiller. Long pass up, T-Ray Malone left all alone for two. T-Ray with six and timeout Bulldogs. Final timeout for us in terms of Bob Parks Realtors.
Well, the Bob Parks Auction Company team of Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug is experienced and professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught combine experience and technology to put you in the driver's seat and bring the buyers to you. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers with Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Stan and Bob, you can consider it sold.
John, at halftime, it's 40-21. Siegel boys leading Oakland, 40-21. Siegel, eight threes in the game. Charles Clark has five of them. That a tweet from Tom Crager of the Daily News Journal covering that game. You can read all about it tomorrow morning in the Daily News Journal. With 6:22 remaining in the game, MTCS leads Eagleville by 7, 38-31. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 32-29. Blackman with the lead and the ball. Right side, McMiller looking inside. Cousin off the right block. Bounces twice, won't go. Rebound, Strickland. And then there's going to be a push called against the Blaze. And that is going to be Josh Mayer.
Josh Marr, his first foul, team's second.
And the Smyrna Bulldogs bring it up the floor. Bass crosses the timeline right now. Left side, Strickland has it. Way out there on the wing spot. Dumps it low. High-low action. T-Ray Malone missed the shot. Got his own rebound. Tries it again, and it's good. Great pass from Brandon Hathaway. T-Ray fighting in the paint. Bulldogs trail by one. Blaze up by one. Driving the lane, and there's going to be a push foul. McMiller
fouls on
was
Brandon
pushed
Hathaway.
By Hathaway. That's three for Hathaway.
It's funny how this game has changed. Smyrna now going inside, and they really didn't have a lot of luck going inside in the first half, but it's been almost all inside in the second.
Well, Malone has 6 points in the second half. Ball is tipped, and Smyrna's going to get this basketball back. Turnover, Blackman. That is their 11th turnover. Bass running the point. Whitaker running the two. Bass, bounce pass, gets it into Hathaway. Posting him up, hook shot, bounces and falls.
Well, boy, we're pretty good at that little shot.
Hathaway.
Hard, you can't block it.
That's 4 points for him here in this half. 43-16, Laverne leads Riverdale. 43-16 after three quarters of play. New score on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Three from the deep corner, right side, Sales missed it. Rebound coming out of there with it is Mayer, and Blackman will reset. Smyrna leads by one. Blackman's hit a cool spell here. Foul line, Sales floats one up there, won't go, but there's a hacking foul.
Fouls on B.J. Bass.
Well, the Warriors have kind of hit a tough spot, John. Boys basketball, only 16 points through three quarters against a really good Laverne team.
They've had some injuries and really hurt them.
First one from the charity stripe is good by Damian Thompson. Sales.
McMiller.
Thompson in, McMiller out. Another one upcoming for Mr. Sales. This one around the lip of the rim, in and out. Rebound, put back, no good by Cousin, rolling around. Cousin comes away with it again. Goes up and is fouled. P.J. Whitaker raised his hand and said, yes, I did it, but
fouls on T-Ray Malone.
It's on T-Ray Malone.
Team's fifth.
I don't know that I've seen a player say, it was me, it was me. Cousin hits the first. Unless they say, you know, my bad, but that's after the call, not before the official even says who it's on.
Well, he may have been trying to keep T-Ray from getting one.
Could have been. This one is good as well. Cousin with 9 quiet points tonight, and Blackman takes a 2-point advantage to the 1:30 mark of the third quarter. Trying to go inside, broken up by Blackman, and down the floor, Cousin, long pass, and Cousin has thrown it away. Sometimes Blackman gets a little too fast for their own good, it would appear.
12th turnover, and yeah, there was no really any reason for that.
Bass walks it down now, picks up a trot, gives it up right wing to Whitaker. Out front, Wayne Jones, who's been really quiet of late. Bass drives, lost the ball, rolling around, and a turnover, Bulldogs. Sales over to McMiller. McMiller near side, now brings it back to the far side. Going right to left of the Blaze. Ball off of the foot of McMiller. No, they say Wayne Jones touched it last. I could have sworn it was off of Alec.
Brooks and Amery.
Brooks is back in the game. Logan Brooks along with Gonda Amery. Brooks the senior, Amery the sophomore. McMiller dribbles around, hand off to Sales. Foul line. Drives in, dishes back out to Mayer. Now gets it back. Sales cut off to Thompson now. Thompson turns, spins. Great move to keep the ball in play. McMiller from the left wing. Six-footer, no good. Rebound. Cousin, yes, sir. And there is a foul. Cousin with 11 points.
Foul is on half.
Going to the foul line. T-Ray Malone with the foul. It's number 3 on T-Ray.
The basket was good. Cousin, one shot.
Puts Blackman up by 4, and the plus one make that 5. Quindell Cousin, John, after having 3 points in the first half, 12 for the game now.
He gets them quietly, and those are the guys you got to watch because they're really steady players.
38-33 with 18 seconds left. P.J. Whitaker. Going to work with 10 seconds. Gets a pick from Brooks. Now comes near side with 8. Lob underneath. T-Ray turns, spins, and gets caught up. Tangled up with Josh Mayer, and Josh is going to foul him.
Foul's on number 21, Josh Marr.
And it should be out of bounds. Yes. Out of bounds with 5 seconds. Better watch Wayne Jones on this. Whitaker. Lob, Brooks with 4 with 3. It's P.J. for 3. Yes, sir, at the horn. P.J. Whitaker.
3-point basket.
Boy, we haven't settled anything, folks. 38-36. The Blackman Blaze lead Smyrna. Fourth quarter coming at you on State Farm Prep Basketball after this.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we try to be a unique store, a pro-grade store, but one that also the beginner is going to feel comfortable in. So whether you're a beginning musician looking for those starter lessons, or whether you're a pro player who really needs that pro equipment, that's what we want to be here for you.
Hi, this is Tom. We offer a variety of lessons in guitar, bass, keyboard, and drum set.
This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. Some of their freshly prepared grates, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Inbounds pass, Logan Brooks throws it away, intended for T-Ray Malone.
Brian DeSmyrna shot 64% in that third quarter, Blackman 50%. Shoot 50%, you'd think you'd have a big lead. But
isn't that right?
64% pretty much negates that.
38-36, Blackman with the lead and the ball after the Smyrna turnover. Bounce pass. Far side to Josh Mayer. Josh in trouble. And kicks it back out to McMiller, right wing. Moving right to left for the Blaze. Drives the lane, no look pass. Baseline. Great job of cutting off Mayer. Ball rolling around. And jump ball. Blackman will have it. Ameri got in there and tied it up. 47-17, Laverne leads Riverdale at the end of three on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 47-17, Laverne. Near side, freeze. Play and catch. Finds Thompson, now freeze again. Looks over the three, takes it. Bounces off the left side of the rim. Gonda Ameri with the rebound. A two would tie us. Whitaker, bounce pass to T.J. Malone off his foot. Keeps the dribble alive. Looks around, now finds Ameri. P.J. gets it back, right side. Moving left to right, and a timeout called by Coach Lonnie Drayton on State Farm Prep Basketball. Toots timeout, we'll be right back.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you tonight by Sir Pizza, with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online.
Middle Tennessee Christian School leads Eagleville by five with 30 seconds left in boys basketball on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Hope to get you a final. T-Ray Malone drives right side off the right block. It's good. We're tied again at 38. T-Ray with 10. 6 minutes, 10 seconds left in the fourth. Driving baseline, Thompson kicks it back out. Cousin wrestles his way to the rack, no good. But he's fouled. It's going to be called on Ameri, I believe.
Fouls on Gonda Ameri, his second foul.
Gonda is
team's sixth.
Kind of
Cousin at the line.
Looking at the sky and wandering around like, I didn't do that. Cousin too short on the first one. Wendell, a pretty big dude, isn't he? 6'2", junior forward. Beefed up over the summer since the last time we saw him. Second one, rattles, falls, 13 points. Game's leading score now. 1 point, Blackman lead. Just under 6 minutes to go in the game. P.J. Whitaker, right wing. Backs it back out, pulls the double team. Now finds T-Ray. Malone drives at the foul line. Dwayne Jones, been awfully quiet lately. Brooks fires up the three off the front of the rim. Rebound deep. Coming out of there with it is McMiller. McMiller bounce pass. Thompson looks low. McMiller couldn't hold on to it. Brooks trying to help him dribble it out of bounds, and it's going to be Thompson. Make that Terrence Smotherman. No, he didn't last touch it. It was Brooks, I guess. Good hustle there by Brooks.
Good play, but he stepped his foot stepped on the out-of-bounds line.
Blackman ball moving left to right as we see it. And Sales goes to work. Near side. Pull-up jumper. Rolls around and through. Damian Sales. About a six-footer. Maybe eight. Blackman up 41-38. Last couple of possessions. Smyrna hasn't scored here. Wayne Jones between the circles. Where it rubs off a pick. Has it blocked by Thompson. Ball rolling around. T-Ray picks it up. Driving right side. Goes up off the glass. T-Ray Malone.
T-Ray an offensive force here in the second half.
He's got 12, 10 points in the second half. Blackman by one. 4:40 to go. Near side Sales. Between the circles, looking right. Now dribbles here to the near side. Passes to McMiller. Bobbled by him. Picks it up. Got to get rid of it. And does to Sales. Damian drives to the foul line. Lost the ball. Wayne Jones there, and then he's pushed from behind. Turnover number 16. Make that 13.
His fourth foul. Team's fourth. B.J. Bass
and
for Brooks.
That was somebody's fourth foul, and it was Smotherman. So Smotherman sent out much of the third, John, and just came in the fourth and now immediately picks up that fourth foul.
And that's a big key. He's been a big help to them, especially offensively.
Left wing. Bass has it. 4 minutes to play right now. 1 point, Blackman lead. Bass bounce pass, right side. 4-3, in and out for P.J. Whitaker. I thought that one was down the drain for sure. Walking it up the floor, McMiller. McMiller to Sales, now back to McMiller, now back to Sales. This is a recording. Thompson has it tipped away by T-Ray. Now Thompson gets it back, driving. Cousin fouled. Cousin goes down hard. A Mary, he's going to be tagged with a foul. That's his third. And at the foul line, Quindell Cousin, 13 points. Shooting about 50%, 60% from the charity stripe are the Blackman Blaze. They lead by one with 3:38 to play in the game. Cousin toes the line, missed the first.
Don't you think free throws are going to be pretty big down the stretch, I would think?
I would say you're right. Second one is good. 14 for Cousin. Lead is two. Three-pointer, P.J. Whitaker, and I think Sales got a piece of that one. Missed it. Thompson drives the lane, untouched for two.
There he is.
Big basket for Thompson. Lonnie Drayden wants a timeout.
4-point lead for the Blackman Blaze with 3:20 to play on State Farm Basketball. Toots timeout. We'll be right back.
Ooh, you can depend on Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna with the ball. trailing by four. 3:14 to play on State Farm Prep Basketball. Wayne Jones, after the pass from Whitaker, brings it back out. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Laverne a winner. They defeated Riverdale 51-30 to improve to 1-1 on the year. Riverdale 0-2. Shot by Jones. Missed. Rebound. And a foul on the board. The foul is going to be
on Alex McMiller. Team's fifth.
Just the fifth team foul on Blackman, so Smyrna will not be shooting.
It will be out of bounds. P.J. Whitaker to toss in. Does get it in. Strong-arming it up there. Going back to the Brandon Hathaway. Well,
on Darius Thompson,
Thompson with the foul.
Team six.
But shooting was Brandon Hathaway. He hit two big baskets there in the third with that shot.
If he gets it on the right block and able to use his left hand, he's really just hard to defend.
Left-handed shooter. Eyes the goal. Shot it and missed it. He will have another.
Seems like every time Smyrna gets close enough, they just can't seem to get over the hump.
Second one for Hathaway. It is good. 5 points for Brandon. 44-41, 3-point lead for the Blackman Blaze, who have the ball. 2:49 to go. Anybody's game right now. Sales loses the ball. Whitaker has a one-on-one but lost it. Rolled out of bounds. And timeout Blackman, which we will take as well. 44-41 Blaze with 2:36 to play on State Farm Prep Basketball. Toots timeout. We'll be right back.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Gild Ace Hardware, just down the road, actually, the helpful place. Proud supporters of Smyrna High School Athletics. Stop by and see Jenny Williams and everyone at Gild Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gildsville, 459-4457.
Thompson brings the ball down the floor. Contested, but he finally gets it down. McMiller back to Thompson near side. Sales drives, pulls up from about four, missed the shot, loose ball. Cousin puts one up there and is fouled.
Foul on T. Ray Malone.
That's four on T. Ray.
Cousin at the line.
Getting tough. Quindell Cousin at the line. Shooting two. This would put his team up by five. And crawls over the rim, will not fall. Here's another one. 2:15 to go in the game, by the way. This one bounces off the front of the rim and then through. 4-point lead for Blackman. If you're a Bulldog fan, you need a basket. Jones, near side, fakes, pulls up at the foul line, now dishes back out to Bass. 2 minutes to go. Bass right wing, bounces it, floating jumper, no good by T. Ray Malone. Little out of his range, that's about a 12-footer. Rebound, and down the floor, timeout. We've got a timeout on the floor on State Farm Prep Basketball. 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Blackman by four.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. First Bank, where you matter most. Coming up, it's the Prentice-Awesome Heating and Air postgame show right after the ball game.
Final on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars winners in boys basketball tonight. A final of 48-40 over Eagleville, 48-40. And Siegel leads Oakland 54-35 through three quarters. Thanks to Tom Krager for tweeting. 54-35, Siegel leads Oakland. Here a minute 36 to go, a four-point lead for the Blaze. They have the ball. If you're Smyrna, you got to have it pretty quickly. Thompson drives in the lane. Ball flipped back out to Quindell Cousin. Another foul would put him at the line for a one-and-one again. Thompson gets it back. Thompson drives, spins, glides in there with a minute 15, is fouled. A shot not going to count.
Foul's on B.J. Bass. Second
foul is on Bass. It's his second. Ninth team foul.
Thompson will shoot.
Terrence Smotherman is in. Going out is Jake Freeze. At the line, Thompson missed it. Rebound, Smotherman checked in, got the rebound. Lost the ball, though. P.J. Whitaker. Got to have points this trip, you would think. Bass, deep right wing, back out to P.J. P.J. fakes, glides in. Back out to T-Ray Malone. Bass, near side, to Wayne Jones. Four-point Blackman lead. Jones drives the lane, layup missed. Offside rebound, Hathaway. And he scores.
Timeout,
Smyrna. It's 45-43. Blackman on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Fresh air delivered to your door. Home delivery and setup now available throughout Middle Tennessee. That's just one benefit of trusting Reeve Sane with your respiratory care. Speak to our licensed therapist about our respiratory services and equipment like sleep apnea machines, masks, and supplies. With a range of healthcare solutions and an unwavering commitment to personal service, we're always looking for new ways to help you feel your best. Visit us at 1801 Memorial Boulevard and let us know what you need. We'll put a little Reeve Sane on it.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
John Dinkins putting on his boogie shoes. I'm Brian Barrett. We've got...
It's a great song.
It is a good song, isn't it? Length of the floor to go for the Blackman Blaze. Inbounds, tied up, and it's going to be Smyrna basketball. On the inbounds, there was no foul called. McMiller wants a foul. I think so does the Blackman bench. But that's not the case.
For Blackman.
45-43 with 48 seconds.
It's one of those games where Smyrna just keeps hanging around, and, you know, never know what's going to happen.
Whitaker looking to toss in. Whitaker, and timeout. Toots timeout for the Smyrna Bulldogs. We will take one as well. 48 seconds to go. 45-43 on State Farm Prep Basketball. Blackman leads.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to have loose diamonds, loose gemstones, mounted up goods, a lot of sterling silver jewelry. We're going to have citizen watches, a YU8 repair station here for watch batteries and clasp on your jewelry, and something for everybody. Come in and see us. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
I want to say hello to the entire family out there at Ideas Tees. They bring you the Ideas Tees Between Game Show. Every basketball game, Tuesday, Friday. And the Prentice Also Heating and Air family. Coach's Corner this Saturday morning. 48 seconds, Smyrna got an inbound. The long toss goes in to Wayne Jones, and he'll bring it back across the timeline. P.J. Whitaker in the near corner, ball thrown away. P.J. trying to dump it down low to T-Ray and lost the
Jack
ball
Freeze
out of bounds.
Into the game for Blackman. Freeze.
Well, John, if you're Blackman, Freeze is in, by the way, for Smotherman. If you're Blackman, you just got to get the ball down the floor.
Yeah, you got to do that. Hit your free throws.
Wait for the foul. Sales to Thompson. Thompson in the backcourt. Thompson, the long pass up. Finds Sales, 30 seconds. Smyrna trying to foul, and Hathaway says, okay, I'll do it.
Foul is on number 11.
That's fourth foul on Hathaway.
Teams 10.
28.8. Big free throws, because if you hit them, Sales.
Sales shoots.
If he hits
two shots.
One, he's in the double bonus, so he's got two. Hits them both and makes it a two-possession game. The first one, no good. So keeps that door open for the Bulldogs.
Well, it still does now, even if he hits this one. Still a one-possession game.
Sales, the second toss, good. So a three-point game.
The last five trips, they've hit one of two.
Bass and Hathaway are subbing for each other, as are Smotherman and Freeze for Blackman. Wayne Jones, foul line. Back out to Whitaker. Spots for three off the front of the rim. Thought we were going to be tied. Rebound, jump ball, and it's Blackman's basketball.
Hathaway for Smyrna.
Boy,
Freeze.
Maybe rushed it just a little bit.
Timeout.
And a timeout, Blackman. We're going to take one as well. Toots timeouts. Three-point lead for the Blaze with 15 seconds to play.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been matched by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Riverdale at Siegel on Friday night. Hope you'll join us. 6:15 airtime and 6:30 will be the tip-off from Siegel High School. Riverdale Siegel Friday, Saturday. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner will be live at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Don't forget, immediately after this game, Rick Ensel, Coach's Show, will follow John and I here on WGNS. Foul up the floor on T-Ray Malone. I think that's it for Mr. T-Ray. Yep, he knows
it. T-Ray Malone, his fifth foul.
Well, all Blackman really has to do here is just hit a free throw. Just hit one.
And Malone. In the double bonus.
At the foul line.
Two shots.
Jake Freeze, the junior. Two shots. Hit one of two. That puts you up by two possessions. Shot it and got it. Big basket right there. Jake Freeze, his only basket of the night. That may be the biggest. Got another one. Two quick dribbles. Shot it and missed it. 10 seconds. Down the floor, Bass. Bass not going to stop. Lays it in.
B.J. Bass.
B.J. Bass. Two-point game. 3 seconds. Long pass up. Waiting on the foul with .3. It's Jones or Cousin. I'm sorry. Jones fouled Cousin, I believe.
Fouls on Vanderbilt.
Nope, Vanderbilt. Second foul on Vanderbilt.
In a double bonus.
But at the line is Quindell Cousin. Two really good games here in the girls' game. It was Blackman defeating Smyrna 43-36. And here it looks like a Blackman victory with .3. Cousin at the line. The first no good. You really want to hit this one. Just in case they do get off a three-point basket. The shot is no good. .3 and no time left. They do throw it to the other end, but misses, and
ball,
that's your ball game.
Don't forget, our next
your final,
on the 20th.
47-45.
6:30.
Blackman a winner tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for
47-45. Blackman
remember,
boys a winner here at Smyrna High School. We're going to run down all of your scores. Give you all the stats from the boys' game, recap the girls' game stats, much more as we continue here on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball. We'll be right back on the other side with the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Have you ever wondered what happens at transmission shops after you drop off your car? You're not going to understand that. At Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard, they know what they're doing. From minor repairs to complete overhauls. And they work on everything from your classic hot rod, your muscle car, to grandma's Buick. You name it, they can fix it. Performance Transmissions on Memorial next to O'Reilly's. Online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at goprimetimesports.com,
It's the Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Postgame Show, a recap of tonight's game, presented by Prentice Alsa Heating and Air. When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAlsop.com. Now, back to the WGNS Primetime Sports Team, standing by live for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Postgame Show.
And we welcome you back to Smyrna High School. Bulldogs come close in both games, really, tonight, John, but couldn't pull off the home victories over the Blackman Blaze and Lady Blaze this evening, but a pretty good night of basketball. Two close games here.
Yeah, you know, a shot here or there, Brian. I think either one of those good teams could have pulled that out. And particularly the boys' game, I really felt like they were just a basket away from maybe pulling off an upset tonight. And